That was fantastic.
Hey, thank you, my friend.
What do you call that one?
If tears were dirt, I'd need a shovel. Get me out of here.
Absolutely love it. That's on rotation on this show from now on.
Thank you. I love it. I appreciate that.
That's on the CD we have?
It is on the CD.
Fantastic.
Thank you. Hey, you know what? Speaking of Chatterbox, you want to play Chatterbox?
Oh, come on, please.
Let's do it. Simon, sing something, goddammit.
Twist my arm a little
more. You gonna sing this one?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
See if I can hear you. Can you sing into the mic? Let me see if I can hear you.
I am talking into the studio microphone.
Fantastic.
I don't know if anyone will be able to hear the guitar, the acoustic guitar.
Yeah, okay. Use this, too.
All right, technology.
Yeah, just point it downward.
Yeah, I'll look at you.
I mean, so you can actually point that part. That
I know what we have to do here. Come on.
Yeah, you can do that, too. Can be smart about it.
Oh, there's like, no I'm smart, like, no repertoire.
I wasn't talking about anyone else, just me.
What, huh? Simon's gonna sing. Huh? Okay.
Little Chatterbox, old New York Doors, New York Dolls number that Johnny would sing, though.
Gone but not forgotten. A 1, 2, 3.
Sound like Johnny Simon, huh?
Wow, that's quite a compliment. Thank you very much.
That was very, very cool. I always called that version, I think I've seen him call it that, Leave Me Alone.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like Chatterbox with different lyrics.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a slightly different arrangement, the Dolls version and his version.
Yeah.
I guess I've transmogrified the two versions into one.
But I've also heard like the version you just did, almost just like that, and it titled Chatterbox on like all the bootlegs. But I'm like, that's Leave Me Alone, you know?
No, it's kind of confusing.
You want to know something funny, and it's not till somebody's gone, years go by, and you think, why didn't I ask this? But of all the shows we played with Johnny, he never played Chatterbox.
He didn't.
And I think it was almost just to be like it's his greatest rock song, right?
One of my favorites, I'd say.
So I would almost think it was like him being contrary. And he did get up once or twice
and sing it
with the daughters, but it was never part of his set. And I regret now that, like, Johnny, you know, why the hell don't you do Chatterbox? It's like, you know?
Everyone's
I'm sure he would have just said, I'm tired of it or something.
You hear many people do that, you know. They won't play their hits. And
it's like going to see the Kinks and not having them play You Really Got Me or something.
Lola, yeah.
It was one of, you know, when Simon and I first went, and it was like, hey, we're going to do a little tour with Johnny, one of our first ones. I'm like, God, what do you say? It's kind of, you know, sit down on his couch. Actually, we knock on his door, if I remember
on Johnny's?
Where he was living at the time.
Yeah, I'm like, did he even have a home? Was he just...
A loft.
Yeah.
A loft. You, like, knock on, you're like, oh, this is gonna, we're like kids, you know?
Yeah.
You knock on the door, and he opens, and of course, he, like, fucks, messes with you, pardon my French, and, like, closes the door on you, and... But I'm sitting on the couch, and I go, like, hey, Johnny, just want to tell you something. Like, if it weren't for Chatterbox, I wouldn't be playing guitar. That was my influence.
So you did say that to him.
I said that to him. And you're expecting, like, hey, Joe, that's fantastic. He's
right.
Like, yeah, I've heard that a bunch.
Yeah,
Like, wah, wah.
He comes across as someone who would not take a compliment, right? Yeah.
It wasn't, like, a warm moment, but... But it was still fun.
It was punk.
It was punk. God, I can't get this dog in tune. I apologize.
No problem, man. Take your time. Do you want me to play something else while you do that? Or I can play something off the CD.
You know, I kind of have to hear it for a second. Let's do you do Arms on No One?
Okay.
All right. That was a half-hearted okay.
Dixie doesn't like that one. Can you hear okay with those headphones, Dixie? Good.
You want to try? Just for you, we'll do Tumbling Down. We'll bring it down.
Sounds good.
You steal, you know I'm tumbling down for you. I seen you with that man, you know I can't get over you. Try to forget you, but I can't. For you, baby, are you tumbling down too? Beat my head against the wall. I can't get over you. Crawling on one more empty hall. Tumbling down for you. Filthy car, baby, I can't get over you. I fix up one more filthy shot, baby, I'm tumbling down for you. And then one evening, as you were leaving, I felt you slip away. Right. You know I'm tumbling down for you. Baby, are you tumbling down too? Tumbling down for you. Are you tumbling down too?
Hey, thanks, Brad.
Fantastic. 91.5 WMFO in Medford with 61 Ghosts live here. What do you call that one?
It's called Tumbling Down.
Tumbling Down.
It's not on the CD. You want to play one from the CD?
You want me to play one from the CD?
Why the hell not?
How many more live ones do you want to do?
Good question. You tell me, what would you like? You want to hear live or CD?
I want to hear live. I mean, we'll be playing the CD on this show anytime, but
thank you,
yeah,
friend.
We're here live.
Okay.
You carried the drums all those three flights up.
Yeah, I say you do your whole set, and we'll play whatever you want off the CD. We'll play a track, after, and we'll try and take some pictures.
Cool.
Or something.
Okay, I need to find this again, sorry.
Oh, so if you need me to play something off the CD, I will.
How about this? Can Dixie tell you about our upcoming tours?
Of course
Florida
she can. What's going on, Dixie?
In October 19th.
Come on, we can hear. Right on over here.
Hold on. Gotta get up behind the drum.
Get up in here.
Talk right into his mic. That's fine. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Dixie. I'm the drummer for 61 Ghosts.
Dixie Deadwood.
Dixie Deadwood, I am.
Are you doing a commercial?
I am doing a commercial. Hello.
It's an infomercial.
FM, WMFO.
It's an MFO commercial.
October 19th through the 25th, we're going to be in Florida. And we have, like Simon and Joe were talking about, the manager that got you guys the gig with Johnny.
Jim Nestor.
We love Jim Nestor. Are you listening?
Jim Nestor.
Yeah. Anyway, he's booked some stuff for us. And then we're going back down. We have some little gigs in between.
Where are you guys from?
Well, I'm originally from Florida, and then I moved to Clarksdale, Mississippi, and I became Leo Bud Welch. I don't know if anybody knows him, but he's this 84-year-old blues man. I traveled around with him for like 3 years.
Cool.
No bass player. So Joe, where are you from, Joe?
I used to live with Leo Bud Welch.
That's I thought I saw you in the corner.
I live in Elliott, Maine right now.
You're in Maine.
And Dixie's up in Maine too.
I'm in Maine.
But I mean, Dixie traveled the world with Leo Bud. I mean, all over the globe for a few years.
Yep.
And I was in a band, Two Saints.
Right.
And we did a different formation of that, and that kind of came to a close, even though I love those guys dearly.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dixie was finishing up with Leo Bud, and I don't know who said, like, should we put something together?
I thought you asked me. I thought you said, hey, you want to play drums? No, or did you not say, I know you didn't say it stupid like that.
Anyway, so less than a year ago, Dixie was living in Clarksdale, and she said, I know this bass player in New Mexico. He'll come to Clarksdale. Let's put something together. And she
said, did he take the last train there?
He took the
I think that's Clarksville. We're talking Clarksdale.
I made the same mistake.
So, a lot has happened in like 9 months. We've toured Texas, New Mexico. We're going back in January.
Yeah, we did Memphis. Yeah, did some
Nashville.
Great things. Yeah, and we're even sweet talking a publicist, so this should be interesting.
Fantastic.
I know.
And now you're
on
Crash Course.
Woo!
It doesn't get any better.
No, the cherry
you can
on
only
top.
Go up from here.
I was going to ask.
So did you say everywhere you're playing? Did you get up?
Well, and then we have January, and then we have small gigs around.
So, it'll be in the paper.
More?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't ask the drummer.
there's a bunch of stuff kind of up north, up in Maine and New Hampshire. We'll work our way down here, but we really kind of concentrate on Texas, New Mexico.
And to get all of the info, they can go to your website.
Absolutely. Thank you for saying that.
61ghost.com.
It seems like the trip in January was Texas, New Mexico. Now it's Arizona, and we might be heading out to California. So that's kind of fun. So a few things going on.
Exciting. What's next?
Let's do Ramblin' Rose. Do you want to sing Ramblin' Rose?
A little MC5?
Yeah.
I love MC5.
I don't really think I've played that song.
Son of a bitch.
Who's going to sing this one? Do you sing it like Wayne Kramer?
I wish I could. Actually, I think his guitar player
sings. The more you play it, the more it grows!
No, I can't do that. Let's see if we can. If you'd like to grab me below the equator, I might be. Let me rephrase that.
Yeah, it sounds like that's what's happening there, doesn't it?
Can we do this and not mess the end up?
Okay, I'll try.
Let's try it.
Stare at me.
Oh, I'll be staring.
The more it grows, ramblin' rose, yeah. Ramblin' rose, oh, you ramble around, drag your ass all over town. Ramblin' rose, ramblin' rose, yeah. You looking foul? Diamond ring and a Cadillac car. Ramblin' Rose, Ramblin' Rose, yeah, 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 yeah. Ramblin' Rose, are you ramblin' around?
We did it.
Whoa. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Just do it.
They're rolling. All of them are rolling over in their grave, even if they're not dead, they are.
Definitely.
Well, that was fun.
Wayne's still alive, isn't he?
Wayne's still alive and doing well. You know, I saw Johnny and Wayne Kramer do that together when they briefly had Gang Wars.
Yeah, Gang Wars.
They opened with it. They opened with Ramblin' Rose.
Fantastic.
That's cool.
And why not?
Sorry, I'm almost there. You want to do one more?
One more? Sure.
Can we?
Of course you can. I'll queue up some. What do you want me to queue up on the CD? Number wise, do you know?
Number one.
Maybe the first Heartbeat.
First one?
Yeah, the first one would be cool. Okay. And Dixie, what do you want to do as the last live one?
I don't know. You tell me. They're all your songs except for the last one.
Let's do.
They're your songs too, Dixie.
They are your songs, exactly. Let's do some Shake.
Yeah,
cool, let's do it. Hey, Brian, thank you so much for the opportunity. And Ben, thank you so much for running over and getting water.
Yes.
Simon, thank you.
My pleasure.
I'd like to thank Simon for the full body massage I got right before I got here.
Are those available later?
Hot special oil. Request.
It's called a Shake. Thanks so much. We're 61 Ghosts. We appreciate it.
From a deep, deep
sleep. I crawl from under my bed, I slither back on the street. Little Irish guy, stop me in my track. Jerry, Jerry and a heavy load, ain't going nowhere fast. Shake! I got the shakes! I went to buy some stuff, man called me his brother. He took all my cash, darker skin and a different mother. Got a friend who's a cop, I felt so conflicted. Joe, you got robbed, all your pain is self-inflicted. Shake! I got the shake, baby. Baby, I got the shake. Mr. Landlord, cash has not been sent. You get me some heat, I get you some rent. Drag my ass to work from the city of Lynn. Drag my ass back home. Goddamn door's been busted in. Shake! Baby, I got the shake. Thanks, Brian.
Oh, so, so good. 61 Ghosts here on 91.5 WMFO. And Simon Ritz sitting in. One thing I just wanted to know, so is this the band? You guys always just drums, guitar, singing? Two of you.
When we get on south, we pick up our bass player.
I was going to say, is there bass in, there's bass in the recordings, right?
Yeah.
So which we're about to see.
Yep.
Track one, did you say? Actually, you know what? I found it in the system. What's the song you want?
Heartbeat.
Got it here. What's the one you jammed earlier? I said, I love that. It's going to be on rotation here.
Tears Were Dirt.
We'll hear that again right afterwards. I want to hear the studio one.
Thank you.
Right on. And thank you, Simon Ritt.
My pleasure, Brian.
We'll try and get some darlings or daughters on.
Anytime.
One or the other or both if we can. Come on over and we'll take a look at these. And, you know, what we don't have, you better bring in on CD for me, all right?
Will do.
All right.
Thank you.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Stick around. I don't have my photographer. Jimmy James must have slept late. He's probably going, damn, look what I'm missing. I'm sure he is. He's going to hate when he hears
now
this.
Now you know why.
He's going to hate he missed
now
this.
You know why he failed the audition.
This is probably him calling right here. Hold on. I'll take this call. MFO, you're on the air.
That's right. What a great guest musicians you had today.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a new follower. Mark from Medford.
Mark from Medford. How's it going, brother?
There's a great band in there, man. Unbelievable.
They are fantastic, aren't they?
All right. I'll catch you guys later.
Thanks, man. Can we play you anything?
Some deep red, deep purple. That's all.
I'll see what I can do about that, all right?
Later, man.
Okay, thanks, Mark.
Good luck.
Bye.
Well, that was nice.
Yeah, just I'm calling in saying... Whoa, you guys are awesome.
You guys were awesome.
Thank you. All right, so let's hear a little more from them, and we'll be back in a little while. We'll probably, I won't be back till around, you guys did a long set. What, 45 minutes or so?
We appreciate
close,
it.
Yeah. No, that was great. Even longer than that, wasn't it? That was almost an hour.
Woo!
So, yeah, I'll be back quarter. No. Am I right? No, I'll be back in a little while. Anyways, let's play some more 61 Ghosts. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. If you missed this, check out the archives later. They're great. Thank you.
so let's off steam. She never rolls back, picking up speed like a black missile, dropping our tears on the cold steel track. And I don't mind if you knock on my window. I've been lonesome, you've been in my dreams. When you're here, I don't feel quite solo. When you got it in as bad as it seems. At the top of the stair, I pled with her to take a ride. Those watery eyes had lost all care. She said, I'll meet you at the grave, goodbye. Hold me, oh, hold me. Squeeze me so hard. Find an anchor. We've been drifting far too long. When she's here, I must remember to thank her. Everyone else is long, long gone. If I keep on floating without a fight, waves will keep us in constant motion. Find an anchor, baby, hold on tight. Float alone across that vast gray ocean. A shovel, get me out of here. I ain't gonna live with this broken heart. And I know your hurt hasn't been the best of years. We ain't gonna live a day apart. Day apart. Sure can bring a float of tear. I'm gonna sleep in this box of pine. I raised my fist, I told you I didn't mean it, dear. Just trying to make you mine.
surely went and made it clear. I'm gonna sleep in the backyard long. And the air is thick, mixing with my tears. In a few more hours, I'll be long, long gone.
one more ghost, trying hard to catch up with the past. Out on Highway 31, you got your chance.
The hay
Yeah, my computer's going crazy. 91.5 WMFON Medford. So hopefully it works now, but it's still doing something strange. So I don't even know if this next track is going to play or not. I'm playing off CD. Yeah, what else is new? My computer's messed up. There's something I have to write every week, a page, like a DJ thing, and every week it's like, what's wrong? Computer's messed up.
And
I don't think,
every week they don't fix it.
So. Every week no one looks at that, I don't think. Who knows?
If it was my system, I'd be able to help you, but I don't want to mess anything up. So.
I don't know. I was talking with those people last week from New York, Times Square Band, and they confused this next band. If it plays, if not, I'm going to try something on the CD, but... they kept saying a song that Ohio Express did was 1910 Fruit Gum Company, which I actually, I didn't realize. Yes, I do know who they are. They're not from 1910. It's like 1968. That's the name of the band.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah. That's what I was first going. I'm going like, that must have been an old song. But no, I know this one. It was in one of the Tarantino movies.
Tarantino.
Let's hope it plays because, like I said, things don't look right. And if they don't, I'll just play whatever's next on my CD. So it's kind of a test right here, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
You guess so? Let's see. 1910 Fruit Gum Company, Indian Giver.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
You always would. Then I said I love you. You said that that was good. Girl, you made a promise. Said you'd never want me to go. Oh no. Indian giver, Indian giver, you took your love away from me. Indian giver, Indian giver, took back the love you gave to me.
WMFO in Medford, 1910 Fruit Gum Company, Indian Giver. And you know what? Don't start calling me and going, you know what? That song's too old and racist and this and that. You know what? I'm part Cherokee and I think that song rocks. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. We are a crash course for the Ravers show. And that was the band that Dave from Times Square last week, he was... they cover a song by Ohio Express, and he said a couple of times, done by 1910 Fruit Company, but he corrected himself. He said during the next song, he was like, you know what? I feel like a total idiot. So he came back with the right band right away, so don't worry, well, Dave. Your cred is intact. But then I realized, Ohio Express is a really cool band, too, because they do this one. And then we'll play the Times Square doing one of their songs afterwards. Oh, and Ben found out Sam Gates, one of his favorite songs was Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah, according to Chris.
We'll play, since this whole show is dedicated to him, we'll play something. I'm not going to play, not be Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven.
I'm sure he won't mind.
But I'm going to play something in that vein after, in two more songs. Hey, you have a request? 855-915-9636. I'm Brian. Ben the intern.
Hello.
This show goes out to Sam Gates. Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.